Welcome to the JV Impacts Podcast, where our mission is to impact someone's life every single day. We focus on how ordinary people become extraordinary. And here is your host, John Vasquez, the self-published author of You Must Believe Way of Life. Let's go.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the JV Impacts Podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. I'm so honored that you guys are on this podcast today. This Thursday, we made it through Motivation Monday, Health Tuesday, Hump Day Wednesday, and today we're on Life Lesson Thursday. If you're your first time on the podcast, I want to say welcome to the JV Impacts Podcast. And if you sent this podcast to somebody else, I want to say thank you for helping us fulfill our mission of impacting lives every single day. I'm so honored to be with you guys, and I'm grateful to be able to do this podcast on a daily basis to help people expand their mind into the expansive awareness that we are powerful beyond measure. So just want to make sure that you guys know how amazing you absolutely are. You are amazing, you're beautiful, you're healthy, you're wealthy, and today we're going to talk about the three superpowers of discomfort. I have learned to embrace this heavily the last 2 years because I have put myself in some extremely uncomfortable situations, but it's making me stronger and stronger, and it does not mean, my friends, that I do not go through shit. I have had a very emotional 2 weeks. Very, very emotional 2 weeks. Yeah, I'm very open and honest about my life. I went through a divorce from the love of my life, and it was hard. It was really, 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 it's still really, really hard. You know, people, you know, she's going to move on at some point, and she's starting to move on, and it's just difficult. These are things that, it's icky, it's gross. So the old JV would have self-sabotaged. The old, well, there was some self-sabotaging behaviors in regards to anger, starting to feel really overwhelmed and lack of productivity. Those are some things that were a little self-sabotaging. But my friends, I did not fall back into the old disruptive patterns like 13 years ago, like drug addiction, alcohol, going out, trying to find some other person to fill the gap. I really have just sat in my shit and been uncomfortable. Ooh. And it's not easy. It's a lot harder than going out and maybe finding a rebound relationship and grabbing onto that and having, you know, whatever, that intimacy stuff, because I'm rebounding to make myself feel better about myself. And that would make me much more sick, and it would create the self-sabotaging behaviors that probably caused my part within the relationship. But I need to grow. It's time to fucking grow. It's time to be stronger. It's time to be better. So I'm learning to get through the discomfort. So here is how I get through it. And here's the superpowers that I'm developing by getting through discomfort. And this is what you can do. Actually, I'm going to explain the superpowers, not really what you can do to get through it, but the superpowers of managing through it. So number one, it changes your neuroplasticity. When you allow yourself to go through discomfort and you completely disrupt your patterns, your comfort level, maybe all of a sudden I had a beautiful home, I had all this creature comforts, I'd come home, I had a warm dinner at night every single night, and I'm a transition stage right now. My life is definitely different. I run three companies. Things are very well abundantly in that aspect, but my life is very different. I'm transitioning to get my kids a home. So I'm in a very different living situation from the creature comforts I had. I'm a single father now. I'm sharing time with my son. I share time with my daughter. Things are all over the place. So my brain has been challenged tremendously to balance 3T Warrior Labs, to balance 3T Fitness, to balance this consulting company we have coming up, building that, to working 80 hours a week, to being a father, to going to get my kids, to go grab them, to do this, to do that. It's a lot, and it's really challenging me, and it's helping me be really uncomfortable. What that does is it actually helps fire off new neurons within your brain, because we think that our brain stops growing after being a child or at a certain point, but that is not true. Your brain is always wanting to grow. That's where Alzheimer's come from, because people sit, they pound themselves with sugar, their body is not working properly, and a brain at rest or a body at rest stays at rest, and a body in motion stays in motion. So the more you move, number one, it changes neuroplasticity. That's one of the superpowers. It's going to help you grow and become stronger. Number two, I just said it, makes your foundation stronger. I'm going to be 10 times stronger when I get through this for the future relationship. That's going to be a long time for me. A long time. I'm not, I kind of put a time frame on it, but I said 2 years, but can't put a time frame on the abundance and the opening of the what the universe wants to give to you. But the time frame mentally is 2 years. 2 years to heal, to properly be ready for a open relationship, to help the other person evolve as a human, if that makes sense. That's all it is. So number two, it makes the foundation. God, obviously I'm still hurting, right? I keep talking about this shit. Makes your foundation stronger. Number three, this is so important. The third super, it makes you a great leader. When you learn to powers of discomfort, it makes you a great leader. Why does it make you a great leader? Because you can handle it. Because when people come to you, you're not selfish and you're not worried about yourself. And when they come to you and say, hey, listen, here's my problem. You say, oh, me too. No, you just sit back and go, okay, you know you've been through it and you listen and you seek to understand because you've been there and you know exactly how they feel and you know that it's not the time to share your story and try to compare because it's really uncomfortable when people do that because what we're trying to do is we're trying to compare and say, I'm better than you. My problems are more fucked up than yours. Great leaders don't do that. Great leaders just listen. They listen. They seek to understand and they provide advice if it's necessary, but most of all, they live. They live their truth, and their truth is embodied, and the embodiment of the truth overflows into other human beings. So let's go over the three superpowers of discomfort one more time. Number one, it changes your neuroplasticity in your brain. Number two, it makes your foundation stronger. Number three, it truly makes you a leader because you're seeking to understand versus getting people to understand you. I love you guys so fucking much, but damn well, don't let me love you more than you love yourself. Tomorrow, I'm about to go off. Because we need to rise the fuck up, warriors. It is not time to back down. And I will talk to you on Fired Up Friday. I love you guys so much. So much. So you better be on Fired Up Friday. Share this podcast with a friend who hasn't heard it yet. Talk to you tomorrow.
That's it for today's episode. In order for us to fulfill our mission, please share this podcast with a friend so you too can impact someone's life today. Visit us at jvimpacts.com and make sure to pick up your copy of You Must Believe Way of Life. Remember, ordinary people can do extraordinary things. Talk to you soon.